Hello and welcome to episode number 38 of the Lunch Table Talk podcast. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. Usually just me on the podcast, but we have had some episodes like this in the past, but this is going to be the third installment of my interview series. And today on the podcast, I don't have one of my friends today. I'm actually interviewing Mr. Walter Ford Bryant. He's a baseball player, high schooler from Hoover, Alabama, third baseman slash right-handed pitcher. 6'3", 195, huge kid. He graduates in 2023. Like I said, he's from Hoover, Alabama. He's already committed to the Alabama Crimson Tide for college ball. He has over 45 high school awards, including a 14-time all-tournament team player, a 3-time WWBA champion. His position in state rank is number one, and his overall state rank is number one. And his PG grade scale is number 10. If you don't know what a PG grade scale is, 1 is the lowest, 10 is the highest. 10 means he has very high potential for a good draft pick and or an elite college level prospect. So I'm going to stop yapping now and we can get onto the interview.
Hey man, how are you?
Doing good.
Good. Glad to hear it. You just got in from practice, you said?
Yeah, I did.
How was that?
It was freezing.
Oh, you're nice. Still doing outdoor stuff?
Right now? Yeah. We're still outdoors.
Okay.
Nice little 41 degree weather, like
10
winds.
It's freezing everywhere right now. It's hard to go outside right now, especially playing ball. So,
no doubt.
I don't blame you. So, if you could just tell the people a little about yourself. I know you're a high schooler right now, right?
Yeah,
still in high school, committed to Alabama Crimson Tide for college, and then third baseman, right-handed pitcher.
Yep.
And graduating in the class of 2023. So, yes. I gotta ask, what age did you pick up a bat originally? Like, what gave you your, or who started your love for baseball?
Let's see. That'd probably have to be, probably my dad, because I was 3 years old, and, I got the choice to, pick what sport I wanted to play. And I don't know what it was that made me decide baseball, but something just made me decide baseball. And, my dad would just take me out of the field every day and just work and work and work and work. So it just got to, it was something I did. And every day just kind of grew, the love grew of the game. And ever since then, I can't imagine my life without it.
That's awesome. So was your dad a ball player? Did he play high school or college or anything like that?
It's actually funny. He actually did not. He was a defensive lineman football. Had nothing to do with baseball. So he was also learning baseball as I was learning it too.
Oh, that's cool. It's a learning experience for both of you guys.
Yeah.
So did you start playing third base or were you a pitcher first or did you just kind of play all around at the beginning?
Well, I always grew up being a tiny kid. I was 11 years old, 5'4", 70 pounds. So I wasn't the strongest. So they always had me at second base because I couldn't make the throw across the field. I mean, I could, but it just wasn't very fast. So they had me.
Yeah, it wasn't fast enough.
Yeah. So they had me at second base, and I kind of just learned the position there. As I grew older, got bigger and stronger, the arm speed started coming through. Moved the shortstop, and then I got bigger again, kept coming, and then they moved me to third now. So I've kind of shifted
my way all the way around.
Yeah, you moved
all the way around the diamond, right?
Oh yeah.
So and then when did you start playing pitcher? So you were kind of all over the place, and then when did you start to become a pitcher? You start getting on the mound.
With travel ball, pitching's always been something you've got to do to be on the travel ball team. And so I've been pitching since I was 9, where whenever Kid Pitch came out, but it never started really clicking with me until I was 13, probably.
Okay.
Probably not really caring about it more, but more of paying attention and kind of learning how to pitch correctly. And
right.
Learning how to pitch correctly with just puberty and getting bigger. I think it had that big velo jump, and then when I had that big velo jump, I was like, okay, this is something I can kind of do pretty well. I'm gonna stick at it and try to get better at it.
Right. So you have three pitches right now, fast, curve, and a change. So which is your favorite to throw, or which one do you think you're best at?
Let's see. Well, everyone talks about the fastball just because it's an easy number. But my favorite pitch, and I honestly personally think my best pitch is my slider.
Okay.
It was growing up, it was always a slur just because, like, never want to throw a true curveball younger. But I got bigger, and I moved it over to a slider, and it has some movement on it. It's one of my command pitches. I think I got better command with my slider than I do my fastball. And my fastball, I can't get in the strike zone. I'll just throw a slider 2-0, get in there for a strike. But about 80.
Do whatever you can to get back in the count.
Oh, yeah, it's about 81, 82. And some nice movement to it. And
yeah, the changeup statistics haven't been updated since, like, last year. So I was wondering about that.
Well, it's more – I'm more of a fast sinker slider guy, and I have a changeup, but I don't really throw it very much just because it's kind of like just a normal fastball for most kids. So if I do throw a changeup, it's just an easy groove fastball. If I play up and be like playing like 18U or something, and they're like some dudes and like they just see upper 90s all the time, that changeup does actually it's really effective. But I usually stick with the fast sinker slider.
Very nice. So I assume, did you play in Alabama your entire life, or have you always lived there?
I grew up in downtown Bessemer. And then whenever I was 7, I moved to Florida. And that's whenever baseball started becoming not just the hobby, it was starting to become like a lifestyle. It was down in Florida because baseball is pretty big in Florida. And there was a baseball academy. It was a West Florida Baseball Academy down in Pensacola. And I played there all the way through, like, 9U, all the way up to high school. And I think that's what really got me into, like, my foot in the door of, like how to get better, like, at the game, besides just playing it. Like, going from your rec ball to your travel ball, that was kind of the big jump there. And then just a lot of personal off-season grinding kind of got me to the next jump. But then over during my freshman year, I actually ended up some things happened with my dad's job, and we were able to move back into Hoover, kind of where I grew up, was where I'm originally from.
Okay. I was curious because I know I was going to ask, but Alabama and Florida do border, but the baseball lifestyles in both states are completely different. Yeah. Alabama's huge in football, and I mean, Florida's got pretty much every major sport, but it's very baseball oriented. But the Alabama has no pro teams. I know they have quite a few colleges big colleges, I should say, that are known for their sports. So I was just curious how you got into baseball in a non-baseball state, I should say. So thank you for answering that one. And then favorite MLB team and player currently, and like I said, no pro team in Alabama. So who'd you go to for your favorite squad?
This is going
to
be a curveball right here because I've never been here, but it's got to be the Chicago Cubs. And even though I've never been there, I do have a good reason that I'm a Cubs fan. Whenever I first picked up a baseball bat back to when I was 3, the rec ball team that I played for was the Cubs, like, because they were named after MLB teams. And that year I was the Cubs. So I was like, if I'm playing for the Cubs, I want to know everything about, like, the actual Cubs. So I started picking up games. Anytime there was a Cubs game on, I was like, hey, turn on TV, I want to watch it. So watching Cubs game. So I kind of just grew up watching Cubs, and then that's just how I became a Cubs fan. But my favorite player, I'd have to say Josh Hamilton.
Okay.
Of course, he's not in the league anymore, but I think a great guy. I think, honestly, a great guy. You know, had really big mistakes in his past, but I think he grew and learned from them. And I just feel like I can kind of relate on that level of just being
he's
like the character growth in him. I just kind of feel like more connected to that, just as a, like, you know, I got changed and got better throughout his career, but even though it was a short-lived career, he was just pure talent, and love the game, and I think it took a lot of strength to, you know, after going through addiction, finally coming back and making a pretty good run all those years.
Yeah, he's one of the biggest overcomers in the history of the league, so major props to Josh. My father actually went to his four home run game and Camden Yards. I'm in Maryland. Wow. So he likes to brag about that quite a bit.
That dude was a just freak in nature. I want to see what he would have been able to do if he didn't get in the drugs. I mean, that would have been easy Hall of Fame.
Much longer career, much better statistic. I'm sure he would have been a madman. And then which player would you love to face in an MLB game? Could be past player, current player, college, or even maybe a friend or a coach or something.
Ooh, let's see. I'll answer this in two ways, as a hitter and a pitcher. Sure. If I wanted to face someone as a hitter or for a pitcher, let's see. Who's someone that's just – maybe someone like a Garrett Cole kind of guy. Just an absolute field starter. Like a Garrett Cole, Yu Darvish, someone of there. Like, I just want to see someone with some nice velo, but it's got just filth stuff to back it up. I mean,
yeah, those guys are. I'm trying to think. They're both fastball guys. They know how to command the strike zone. I mean, they're hitting the 94s pretty decently into the seventh inning. So.
Yeah. And then let's see. As a pitcher. That'd be easy. I want to face Mike Trout as a pitcher. Like, I just want to see like what I could do. Like, if I could just get one strike on Mike Trout, I'd count it as a win. I'd chalk it up.
Yeah, I'd be over the moon about that.
If I get a swing and miss on Mike Trout, I'm just chalking it up as a win.
Yeah, you gotta walk off the field after that. That's a W. So do you have a famous quote that you've always loved, or maybe it's like over your bed frame or like in the school's front entrance or something like that? Favorite quote?
Let's see. I got one. My quote is always have it on my bat knobs, like written on my bat knobs on the bottom of it, kind of around the where it says inches and weight around that. Mm-hmm. It's be the best, not like the rest. And that's a saying my granddad always told me before he passed away. And, like, he was just, like, it was funny because it's always, like, that cliche story of, like, whenever he was around, mm-hmm. he'd always tell it to me. It was just, like, oh, that's just so corny and all that. And then when he passed away, it kind of just, like, kind of had that, it sat with me. It was just, like, man, that's a really good saying. So ever since then, I've just been writing it on the end of my bat knob. So every time I go to pick up my bat, I see it just be the best, not like the rest.
I love that, man. That's awesome. So what is what's a normal day for you with, like, school and practice? So actually before, are you in school or are you virtual?
I actually got moved to virtual today. Today was my first virtual day. So I'll run through what I was doing. Sure. So usually on a normal day, it'd be on some day. We'll go through a Monday. So Monday we would have 6 o'clock morning workouts. So I would have to get up at 5, grab like a Pop-Tart and a protein shake to get something in me before I go head out to the workout or to the weight room. I'd get there, eat that real quick. I go hit that weight. We get done around 7, so we'd have about an hour or two before before we had to go to mm-hmm. class. So I usually come home because I live pretty close to the school. So I come back home, I take a shower, I eat more of your normal breakfast of like your protein, your bread and all that. I go ahead and eat that and then head back to school. And then I go through school. And of course, you go through all 7 periods. Don't have the luxury of seniors and get out halfway, but, go through all 7 periods. And then, I go straight from my 7th period class straight to the ball field. So it'd be from 2:36 to 2:50. I'm heading to the ball field, getting ready for practice, and then we go through practice. Normal practice, we get done around 6:30-ish. We go from about 2:50 to 6:30 every day. We get done. We come home. When I come home, it's just cramming calories and cramming homework in that I had that night, and then getting prepared for the next day. So like today, I got to get prepared for the game tomorrow. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, game tomorrow. Is this – I know the game – the season's just started. So is this like – is this your first
game
tomorrow?
This will be tomorrow? A season opener. We actually were – we had a season opener this Monday, but it got pushed back with all the weather coming through. And we this will be our season opener.
Very nice. You excited for it,
I'm
right?
I'm so pumped. I feel like I haven't had baseball in so long.
I know. It's been a while. Especially with the 60-game season last year. It was a little tough to, you know,
keep it in the full season.
But, yeah. Yeah, it's exciting. Is practice ever, like, is it ever annoying to you? Like, I know, obviously, today was a little rough with the, you said it was windy conditions, pretty cold, that you don't really get in Alabama every day. So, is it ever, like... You ever just, like, don't want to go to practice? Because I know I've had those days.
Well, let's see. That's a weird question because, you know, it's always in the back of your head. It's just like, you know, I don't want to go to practice. Like, it's just the back of your head. It's just like, man, don't want to do it. But at the end of the day, like, practice in baseball is what I live for. And when I think back, it's just like I want to be here no matter what it is, what the conditions was. Like, it could be snowing, be pouring down rain. I want to be on that field taking hacks or taking ground balls or whatever. And it's a blessing to have a field to go practice on and have the body to be able to go out there and work as hard as I am. And just the love of the game just helps me push through it. And I enjoy what I do. And I'm blessed to be able to do what I do at such a high level. And I don't take it for granted. And any day I can get out there, that is another step closer to my goal.
That's awesome. Yeah. Every day is a new day. Every day, more practice, getting you better. So although baseball is a team sport, what aspects do you think make it like an individual sport? So what do you think?
Let's see. Of course, baseball is a really weird sport because it's an individual sport, but it's also probably one of the most team correlated sports out there. It's not like football where you have a really good quarterback, you can go pretty far. I mean, you got a really good pitcher, you can only pitch one of the four games. But I think individually, it's your hustle and focus and attitude. I mean, that's the more individual things because it's not something the team can control. It's only something you individually can control. And I think, you know, if you don't individually control your hustle and focus attitude, even though it is a inner problem, like it has nothing to do with the team, it's still going to leak out and affect the team in a way. And I think that's probably the biggest individual moment for baseball is making sure like you're still, even though like even if it's an 0-for-3 or 3-for-3 day, you're still trying to do what you can to help your team. Like if you're not having the best day to play 0-for-3, you're 0-for-3. Yeah, it's just individually you're not doing good, but 0-for-3 and you're still getting your prep steps and you're getting your ground balls at third, you're being a team guy right there, and that's a win at the end of the day because you did what you could to help your team win. And if, even though you can't get it at the plate, you still got to figure out ways, and maybe that day the way to help win is cheering your team on in the dugout, you know. But I think baseball is crazy individual, but at the same time, it's also linked to team.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that. The your 0-for-3 performance, missed ground ball day, you can't let that affect your other guys. That because if it does affect your other guys, they're gonna have the same day as you, and they still gotta find ways to win. So.
Yeah, that's what the game's about.
That's perfect. That's a perfect answer. Right. Do you have any early predictions for this upcoming season, MLB season, or your season?
MLB season. Well, I definitely know on the National League, it's either going to be the Padres or the Dodgers this year. I just no doubt in my mind about that. And then I don't know about the American League this year, because I think the American League is going to be more of a toss-up this year, and that's going to be fun to watch. Because I mean, you've got the two super teams. You've got like two Lakers of baseball in one league, which kind of sucks because I'd like to see a Padres Dodgers World Series, but it's never going to happen.
Yeah, that would be
ideal. But I think the American League is up for grabs right now, and I think whatever team's going to want it more this year is definitely probably going to get it. But let's see. I'm trying to think. This is pretty hard. I'm trying to figure out who's on the American League and not National League.
Maybe Yankees, Dodgers, Dodgers, Yankees World Series. I mean, that's
pretty vanilla, but probably bound to happen. Even though I
don't like the Yankees at all, I got to give them props where it's at. They got the best pitching staff. Look at the best pitching staff in the MLB right now. Their lineup
top to bottom is solid in power. I mean, if they're anything over that plate, it's in the yard.
Yeah, pretty stacked from 9-1. So,
definitely. High school wise, you know, I don't really have any more predictions because I mean, it is my first year in the Alabama League, I guess you'd want to call it.
Oh, yeah, but right.
No, I think it's gonna be fun though, getting to see new teams this year, and you know, kind of getting to prove my worth in the state, you know, because I have pretty big high expectations for me, and can't let that get to me. But no, I'm gonna take it game by game this year, and I'm gonna do what I can to help Hoover win.
For sure, you got to. So when you did, I know you originally played in Bama, moved to Florida, and then back to Bama. So were you on the same Alabama team as you originally were, or did you move to a different spot?
What do you mean by like Alabama team? You mean like travel ball or like school district?
Yeah, just like were you at the same school?
No, I actually wasn't. I was actually if I moved back to the same house I was whenever I left, I think I'd be district for McCalla or McAdory.
Okay.
And then I moved one exit up. Well, two. But.
I gotcha. So do you think you perform well under pressure?
I think I do. Of course, this is kind of a hard question, you know. Usually I'm not watching myself under pressure, but I think I would have to say I probably do. You know, sometimes it gets the best of me. Sometimes, you know, something baseball happens and you gotta tip the cap, but usually when pressure gets on, I don't try to think big, because that's where you usually fall into the trap of like, oh, pressure's on, I got to be a hero right now. Like, that's not the case. Pressure's on, I'm up to bat. All I'm thinking about is just trying to get the on-deck man up to bat. And keeping it simple like that definitely keeps the pressure off of you, and it simplifies things. Like, if you're not thinking, oh, I got to hit a home run, hit a double, then you're getting big up at the plate and you're leaving that outside off-speed open. But, I think I definitely have to say I am pretty solid under pressure.
That's good to hear. Yeah, as much as I'm sure you would like, can't swing for the fences every time. You gotta take some cuts, of course. So, one more question. I was very intrigued by your handle. So, where does the nickname come from?
This is actually funny because, of course, we were watching one of the Yankees or Yankees and Rays, and Aroldis Chapman was pitching, and me and my dad were just watching it, and we were talking about how he's called the Cuban Missile. And I was like, hey, why can I not be called the Vanilla Missile? Like, I'm white. I mean, why can I not be the Vanilla Missile? And we were kind of just laughing about it, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. Just like a joke and do it for real. So I just put it as my Instagram, and it kind of just went from there. And of course, it's kind of corny. It's kind of funny. Like, I mean, I'm being honest. It's not the coolest nickname. It's not the most badass. But I think it's funny. I enjoy it. People can dog on me about it, but I like it. I think it's funny.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's
cool. So I'm gonna keep using it.
Yeah, for sure. You got to. So yeah, that's just about it. If you want to plug your socials, Twitter, Instagram, feel free.
Well, I guess Instagram already is a Vanilla Missile. let's see, Twitter would probably be, I think that's also, it'd be either Walter Ford or Vanilla Missile as well, but that's really it.
That's it? All right. Be sure. I think this is going to come out tomorrow night, maybe around 6 o'clock, so definitely look forward to it. Yeah, you're a great interview, man.
No problem. I just love getting the opportunity to come out here and talk, you know. Nice, relaxing.
Yeah. For a sophomore, man, you're a smart kid.
That's the first time anyone's ever called me smart.
You're very articulate. You know what you're talking about.
Usually, if anything besides, all right, like if you're talking to me, anything besides baseball, shoot, man, I'm terrible. But baseball, I just start like thinking of words that have been taught like in English class for all the years.
that's pretty funny. I like that though. All right, man. You have a good night. Definitely look out for it.
See you.
Huge thanks to Walter Ford for helping with that for today's episode. If you are new here, which I assume plenty of you are, be sure to follow Walter on Instagram, Twitter, and everything that he linked in the end of the episode or end of the interview. Also, if you are new, like I said, please do consider subscribing to my podcast for many more interviews, all sorts of content. I got plenty of baseball stuff coming out very soon. I got 3 episodes that I know lined up for baseball. So if you have made it this far, I'm sure you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it. You can follow my personal podcast Instagram. It's at lunchtabletalk_. So when you're over there on Instagram following Walter, be sure to hit me with a follow as well. Thank you for listening.